Customer Guide to Metrobus and Metrorail 4. People with disabilities and senior citizens. Table of contents. Travel training 3. Your rights and responsibilities while using Metrobus or Metrorail 4. Prepare for your trip 4. Service animals 4. Priority seating areas 6. Accessible information 6. Personal care attendance 6. Respirators and portable oxygen 7. Discounted fares 7. Metrobus 7. Wheelchair securement on Metrobus 8. Metrobus stop announcements 9. Metrobus stops 9. Next bus 9. Metrorail 10. Wheelchair securement on Metrorail 10. Metrorail stations 10. Metrorail announcements 12. Metrorail emergency preparedness 12. Smart Trip registered trademark dispenser machines 12. Metrorail station fax 14. Station currently without bumpy tiles 14. Metrorail stations with center platforms 14. Street elevator locations at Metrorail stations 15. Mini mezzanines at Metrorail stations 19. Metrorail elevator and escalator status, outages, and Metrobus shuttles 20. Metrorail elevator alert system, Eelstat, 20. Metrorail customer parking 21. Automatic balancing wheeled conveyance, ABWC, and non-conventional mobility devices 21. Metro customer relations 22. Phone numbers for bus and rail trip planning assistance 24. Tips for riding Metrobus and Metrorail 26. 4. Welcome to Metrobus and Metrorail. Travel training. The Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority, Metro, provides free travel training to our customers with disabilities and senior citizens. Travel training is short-term, comprehensive, and intensive instruction designed to enable and empower our customers to travel safely and independently on public transportation. Metro's travel trainers are responsible for ensuring our customers experience and understand the nature of public transportation and learn the skills required for safe and independent travel, from how to locate Metrobus stops and Metrorail stations, to how to purchase a fare card, plan a trip, and navigate the system. Additionally, Metro's travel trainers explain each transit option that may be available to each customer and assist customers with completing applications for other transit services and with budgeting for trips. According to a June 2011 Metro customer survey, Metro travel training graduates report significant savings in their travel expenses. Through the travel training program, Metro offers free individual or group travel training to familiarize customers with disabilities and senior citizens on how to use the accessible Metrobus and Metrorail systems. Free tours of Metrorail stations to promote and identify the accessibility and safety features. Free Metrobus tours to demonstrate accessibility features. Free Metro printed resources, upon request, including accessible transportation options for people with disabilities and senior citizens. Braille Metrorail map. Metro large print pocket guide. Tips for riding Metro for people with disabilities and senior citizens. For more information about this program, please contact Metro's Department of Access Services at 202-962-2700, TTY, 202-962-2033. Or by email at access@wmata.com. Your rights and responsibilities while using Metrobus or Metrorail. Accessible bus and train service is not a privilege, it is a right under the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990, ADA. At Metro, we work hard to make Metrobus and Metrorail work for you. While using Metrobus or Metrorail, you have a right to safe, reliable, accessible, courteous, and clean service. Assistance, upon request. Notification of significant service delays. Ask the Metrobus and Metrorail operator or station manager any questions you may have, or request any required assistance, and prompt investigation and effective Resolution of complaints filed due to unsatisfactory service. While using METROBUS or Metrorail, you have the responsibility to follow the rules of conduct that all passengers must follow. Particularly observe safety rules, where to stand at stops and on vehicles, i.e. do not stand on the granite edge of a Metrorail platform, and what not to take on board vehicles, i.e. food, beverages, and flammable fluids. Be courteous and respectful to METROBUS and Metrorail operators, station managers, and fellow customers. Ask the METROBUS and Metrorail operator or station manager any questions you may have or to request any required assistance. Pay the appropriate fare to use METROBUS and Metrorail, or show ID upon request if using the free ride program. Prepare for your trip. Service animals. If you travel with a service animal, it must be allowed to board with you on METROBUS and Metrorail. As defined by ATA and Federal Transit Administration, a service animal is any animal that is trained to perform a specific task for you. Service animals include, but are not limited to, dogs that guide individuals who are blind, that alert people with hearing disabilities, pull wheelchairs or carry and pick up things for persons with mobility disabilities, assist a person who has difficulties with balance, or alert an individual of an oncoming seizure. In addition, miniature horses that have been individually trained to do work or perform tasks for people with disabilities are also considered to be service animals. Miniature horses performing as service animals must meet the following criteria. Generally range in height from 24 inches to 34 inches measured to the shoulders. Generally weigh between 70 and 100 pounds. Must be housebroken. Must be under the owner's control. The situation can accommodate the miniature horse's type, size, and weight, and the horse's presence will not compromise legitimate safety requirements necessary for safe operations. Exotic animals are not considered service animals under the ATA. Comfort or therapy animals, which are used solely to provide emotional support, are also not considered service animals under the ATA. Please note that pets or emotional support animals are not permitted on METROBUS and Metrorail. In circumstances where it may not be obvious that a particular animal is a trained service animal, a WMATA employee may ask the individual with the animal if it is a service animal required for a disability and how the animal assists the customer. WMATA will not request written assurances before permitting the service animal to accompany the person with the disability. Service animals are not allowed to ride on seats in METROBUS or Metrorail vehicles. Animals in training to be service animals may be permitted for training purposes provided that the animal is nearing the completion of the life experience phase of training. The animal is being trained by a recognized service animal training organization. The training occurs during off-peak fare periods or on weekends. The animal is wearing identification to indicate that it is a service animal in training, and the training organization has received prior approval from WMATA's Office of ATA Policy and Planning to conduct training at specified times and locations. Your service animal must be under your control at all times and cannot ride on a METROBUS or Metrorail seat. Your service animal can ride in an approved animal carrier or can ride on the floor at your feet. If your service animal displays any aggressive or seriously disruptive behavior, Metro can require that the animal be removed from the vehicle or facility. Metro can exclude your service animal, but not you, from vehicles or facilities if your service animal's behavior poses a direct threat to the health or safety of others. Priority seating areas. Under the ATA, the availability of priority seating for people with disabilities is required in all transit vehicles. Priority seating areas are designated with signs. You cannot be required to use these priority seating areas if you prefer to sit elsewhere. METROBUS priority seating areas are located in the front of the vehicle. If priority seating areas are occupied by people who do not appear to have a disability, and you need priority seating, the METROBUS operator is required, upon request, to ask the people occupying the priority seats to move. If a person refuses to move from the priority seating area, The ADA does not allow bus operators to force the individual to move since the customer may have a hidden disability. On the Metrorail system, priority seating areas are located next to the center train doors. There is also a wheelchair parking area next to the end doors on Metro's 2000, 3000, 5000, and 6000 series rail cars. Wheelchair parking on the 7000 series rail cars is located next to the center doors. The car numbers posted on the front, sides, and back of each rail car identifies the series type of rail car, 2000, 3000, 5000, 6000, and 7000. Accessible information. Public transit systems must make information about their services available to people with all types of disabilities. You are entitled to have service information in an accessible format which you are able to use. Examples of accessible formats include large print, braille, audio recordings, electronic formats, and websites accessible to screen readers or other assistive technology. According to Metro policy, all printed materials distributed to the public must be made available in accessible formats to people with disabilities upon request. Metro must give primary consideration to providing the format you requested, but can provide an alternative format if equally effective, but only if the customer's preferred format is not unduly expensive. Metro is committed to providing an accessible format that will result in effective communication for you. Metro must also provide communication for people who are deaf or hard of hearing. The TTY number to contact Metro customer information, customer relations, or access services is 202-962-2033. Metro staff also responds to calls through relay services. Personal care attendants. If you travel with a personal care attendant, PCA, and are eligible for the Metro Reduced Fare Program for people with disabilities, you will receive a Metro Disability ID card with a red square around your photo, indicating that you are PCA eligible. Your PCA also is eligible to ride on the buses and trains for half the regular rush hour fare at all times when they are traveling with you. Respirators and portable oxygen. You are allowed to bring a respirator or portable oxygen supply on board transit vehicles, if needed. This provision is permitted on both Metrobus and Metrorail. Discounted fares. If you are 65 years of age or older, or have a Metro Disability ID card obtained through applying for Metro's Reduced Fare Program, or have a Medicare card and photo ID, you may ride at all times for half the peak fare on Metrorail, and for 85 cents on regular Metrobus routes. You are also eligible for discounted fares on most local transit buses, e.g., DC Circulator, Fairfax Connector, Montgomery County Ride On, Prince George's County, The Bus, etc. For more information about this program, please visit the Metro webpage at www.wmata.com. Once you are on the webpage, click on Fares, and then click on Reduce Fares. You may also contact the Metro's Department of Access Services at 202-962-1100, TTY, 202-962-2033. Or by email at access@wmata.com. Metrobus. All Metrobuses are wheelchair accessible with either ramps or lifts, and all Metrobus operators are trained to operate them. The ramps and lifts are located at the front doors of the buses. Metro requires all Metrobus operators to check the ramps and lifts before buses leave our garages. Mechanics are on hand at each Metrobus division to ensure the bus ramps and lifts are working properly or repaired quickly. The ramps and lifts work properly most of the time, but sometimes break due to unexpected circumstances, including snow and ice. In these situations, arrangements must be made for another bus to cover the route. When a bus ramp or lift is out of order, Metro takes steps to help you. If the next bus is scheduled to arrive in more than 30 minutes, a different bus will be dispatched to pick you up. Ramps can be manually operated by the Metrobus operator. Ramps are found on Metrobuses with low floors and without steps. Metro has been buying low-floor buses because they have proven to be more reliable for you, our customer. If you use a manual wheelchair and need assistance using a ramp or lift, the METROBUS operator is required to assist you. However, operating the controls of a power wheelchair must be done by the customer. Any passenger with a disability can request the use of a ramp or lift. If you can stand and/or walk, but have difficulty managing the steps to enter a bus, you may ask the METROBUS operator for the lift or ramp and use it while standing. You must be allowed enough time to board and get off the bus. This includes the METROBUS operator waiting until you are seated before leaving the bus stop. If you have limited mobility or difficulty maintaining your balance while the bus is moving, ask the METROBUS operator to wait until you are seated before driving away. METROBUS operators are required to honor this request. If you need to use the bus ramp or lift, you must be allowed to get off at any bus stop. Unless the ramp or lift cannot be deployed, the ramp or lift will be damaged if deployed, or temporary conditions exist at the bus stop that make the stop unsafe. Examples of these temporary conditions might include construction or an accident. In addition to having a ramp or lift on all METROBUSes, all buses kneel or lower to make it easier for you to step on and off the bus. Wheelchair securement on METROBUS. All METROBUSes have securement systems to limit the movement of wheelchairs for safety purposes. Each bus has two wheelchair securement locations, located within the priority seating area. The wheelchair securement system on most METROBUSes includes four separate straps that are attached to the frame of the wheelchair and to the floor of the vehicle. Metro requires the METROBUS operator to ask you if you want to be secured but allows you to decide. If you request help with securement, the METROBUS operator must provide assistance to you. METROBUS operators will do their best to secure your wheelchair. Metro cannot deny transportation to you if your wheelchair or mobility device cannot be secured by a vehicle's securement system. A seat belt and shoulder harness is available in each wheelchair securement location. These are mounted to the inside of the bus and serve the same function as seat belts in a car. While many wheelchairs are equipped with seat belts, intended to keep you from falling out of your wheelchair, chair-mounted restraints will not provide any safety function on the bus. You may request help with a seat belt and shoulder harness on the bus, but you are not required to use these restraints. The seat belt and shoulder harness must never be used unless the wheelchair is also secured. If you use a wheelchair, you have the option of staying in your wheelchair or transferring into a standard seat on the bus. If you choose to transfer, your mobility device must be stored in the securement location. If securement locations are already occupied by other passengers with mobility devices and you use a wheelchair, it may be necessary to wait for the next bus. METROBUS stop announcements. All METROBUSes have an automated audio stop announcement system, which also includes a visual display. METROBUS operators announce all transfer points, major intersections, and destination points to help orient individuals with disabilities to their location. In addition, METROBUS operators are required to announce any stop upon your request. METROBUS stops. There are over 11,000 bus stops in the Washington metropolitan region served by METROBUS. Most bus stops in the Metro service area are not owned or maintained by Metro, except for those bus stops located at Metro stations. The majority of bus stops in Northern Virginia, suburban Maryland, and the District of Columbia are owned and maintained by the local jurisdictions, e.g., Arlington County, Fairfax County, City of Alexandria, Montgomery County, Prince George's County, etc. Metro is involved in a bus stop accessibility improvement project, and a bus stop accessibility problems form, enclosed, has been developed for you to report concerns related to accessibility at bus stops. If you identify a bus stop that you believe has accessibility issues, please fill out and submit the form, or call the Office of ADA Policy and Planning at 202-962-1100, TTY, 202-962-2033. It will help if you can tell us the bus stop number located at the top of the bus stop sign. Next bus. Next bus allows Metro customers to learn when the next bus will arrive for all stops in the METROBUS system. This feature is accessed by visiting Metro's webpage at www.wmata.com. Once you are on the web page, click on Schedules and Maps, then click on Next Arrivals, and finally click on Bus. You will need to know the route number and the direction you are going. Next bus information can also be obtained by calling 202-637-7000. Select the next bus option, and enter the bus stop ID number. Each bus stop is identified by a unique 7-digit number, which can be found on the bus stop sign or next bus sign located below the bus stop sign. Metrorail. All Metrorail trains are accessible, have priority seating for customers with disabilities located at the middle section of each car, and have emergency intercoms located at the end of each car, in case you need assistance. Newer Metrorail cars have designated wheelchair parking at the middle of each car and overhead signs to tell you what train you are on. Poles near doorways have been removed from the middle of many Metrorail cars to allow customers using wheelchairs to board and disembark more easily. Rail car gap reducers at every Metrorail car door shorten the space between the train entrance and the platform to make it easier for you to get on and off the train, especially if you use a wheelchair. Metro has installed barriers between rail cars to prevent our customers who are blind or have low vision from mistaking the space between rail cars for the entrance to the train. Metrorail trains have brightly lit destination signs on the front of each train, and internal and external speakers to announce the train line and destination, so you know you are boarding the right vehicle. Before train doors are closed or opened, train operators make an announcement to stand clear. 2000, 3000, 5000, and 6000 series trains only. Additionally, a unique chime is signaled and blinking lights near each door flash. Please remember to stand clear of the closing doors. Unlike elevator doors, train doors do not reopen if they bump into a person or object. For your safety, please do not try to enter or leave a train after the door closing announcement is made. Wheelchair securement on Metrorail. The ADA does not require, and Metro does not provide, wheelchair tie-downs on Metrorail trains. Wheelchair tie-downs are not necessary and you can ride safely on Metrorail without these. However, please do remember to put your wheelchair parking brake on while riding Metrorail. Metrorail stations. Metro works hard to maintain, in good working condition, features that make our subway facilities accessible to people with disabilities. If accessible features are damaged or out of order, Metro makes repairs as promptly as possible. In addition, Metro takes reasonable steps to assist you if you need to use those features. Elevators are the safest way for persons who use wheelchairs to access a station. Metro elevators have security cameras and emergency intercoms, so you can contact the station manager. Some elevators also have an auto-dispatch feature. The auto-dispatch feature is installed within elevators that only serve two primary locations, for example, street-to-mezzanine locations or mezzanine-to-platform locations. When an elevator is called from either level and the customer crosses the threshold of the elevator doors, the auto-dispatch feature is activated and eliminates the need to push any additional buttons, and transports the customer to the next level or location. Elevators that serve more than two levels or locations will not have this feature. At every elevator there is a sign that provides you two important phone numbers. The first is 202-962-1212, which provides the latest information on elevator outages. The second phone number is 202-962-1825, which puts you in direct contact with Metrobus Shuttle Service, which operates when elevators are out of order. Please see the shuttle section of this document on page 21. Emergency intercoms are also located on each platform and marked with a white stripe or the word help. There is also an emergency rollover system to the operations control center in the event the station manager is out of the kiosk assisting other customers. In an emergency, you can call the station manager for assistance by pressing the emergency call button located at every elevator. Metro aims to have a staff member respond to station emergency calls in about 45 seconds. Please do not use this button unless you do have an emergency. Lower panels on Metro fare vending machines make it easier for you to add value to your Smart Trip registered trademark card. Fare vending machines also have instructions in Braille, raised letters, and audio. Every Metrorail station mezzanine has an extra wide fare gate to make access easier. Other accessibility features include Smart Trip registered trademark targets on the side of the extra wide fare gates. Large electronic signs are in every Metrorail mezzanine and on every Metrorail platform to provide you with information you need. This information includes which train is arriving next and when, which station elevators are out of service, and which stations are operating bus shuttles to those stations, service interruption information, and emergency information. Signs are posted in station mezzanines describing work being done on Metrorail and how that could impact your trip. Large signs on the platform wall indicate the station name and street exits, and include the international symbol of accessibility symbol/logo to direct you to the accessible elevator exit. Lights on the platform edge flash when a train is arriving. If you ever are in need of additional assistance, do not hesitate to ask the station manager. As with every Metro employee, it is his or her job to help you, our customer. Metrorail announcements. On the Metrorail system, train operators announce which line, blue, green, orange, red, yellow, or silver, the train services, and the current and next station where the train will stop. 2000, 3000, 5000, and 6000 series trains only. The announcements are broadcasted inside each rail car as well outside of the train to the platform. Metrorail emergency preparedness. On a regular basis, Metro conducts exercises on preparedness to improve the response to any emergency situation. Metro pre-stages emergency equipment and supplies throughout Metrorail stations. Metro e-tech carts, e-kit light sticks, and battery-operated carts are located on Metrorail platforms, and used for rescue by local fire and emergency medical technician departments. In each Metrorail station, next to the fare gates, is an emergency exit gate. These gates are intended for use only in emergency situations. They give Metro the ability to evacuate customers more quickly from a station in the event of an emergency and are not designed for regular use. The use of these gates by customers during non-emergency situations is not permitted. Metro Access customers who are also certified to ride Metrorail are to use the accessible fare gate. Each Metrorail car has a sign which outlines instructions for emergency evacuations. In the event of an emergency, information is immediately placed on the Passenger Information Display System, PIDS, and Metro staff collaborates with the Council of Governments, Fire Chiefs Subcommittee and Community Emergency Response Teams in the region. Evacuations begin with an assessment of customers' severity of injury. Those with the most severe injuries are evacuated first, followed by women and children, then those who need mobility assistance, and finally individuals who do not need assistance. Customers with disabilities who use mobility devices may initially be evacuated without the device and then later reunited with the device. Smart Trip registered trademark dispenser machines. Metro Smart Trip registered trademark card dispensers are located at each Metro station. They are conveniently located near the fare vending machines. They are fully equipped with Braille signage and audio instructions. Customers can purchase a Smart Trip registered trademark card for $10. The card costs $2 and is loaded with $8 in fare value. The machines take cash, debit cards, and credit cards. Fare vending machines are organized from top to bottom in this order. Top tier, the screen is on top. Touch it and it will activate audio instructions which describe everything the screen displays. Middle tier, below the screen. The Smart Trip registered trademark card dispenser is on the left, and the credit/debit card payment insert is on the right. Bottom tier, the audio volume control, the headphone jack, and the pin pad are located on the angled section. The cash insert tray is located on the flat area below, on the left side of the machine. A receipt dispenser is located lower on the right side of the machine. To use audio, touch the screen. To use headphones in lieu of speakers, touch the screen and insert headphones to the audio jack next to the pin pad. Use the toggle button to adjust volume. To pay with cash, insert bills into the cash insert tray. When the machine has received $10, it will automatically issue the SmartTrip registered trademark card and provide you with a receipt. The machines only accept $1, $5, and $10 bills. To pay with credit card, insert your credit card into the card reader. Enter your zip code on the PIN pad. The machine will automatically issue the SmartTrip registered trademark card and provide you with a receipt. To pay with debit card, insert debit card into reader. Enter PIN number on PIN pad. The machine will automatically issue the SmartTrip card and provide you with a receipt. To add fare to your SmartTrip registered trademark card, you may use any fare vending machine in our system to add fare to your SmartTrip registered trademark card. To register your SmartTrip registered trademark card, to register your card online, please visit the Metro webpage at www.wmata.com. Once you are on the webpage, click on Fares, then click on SmartTrip Registered Trademark, and then click on Create an Account. For customer service, call 1-888-SMARTTRIP or 1-888-762-7874. Metrorail Station Fax. As of July 1, 2017, 90 Metrorail stations have bumpy tiles that alert you that you are nearing the edge of the platform on the entire length of the platform floor. Station currently without bumpy tiles: Arlington Cemetery. Metrorail stations with center platforms: Addison Road, Forest Glen, Rockville, Anacostia, Franconia Springfield, Shady Grove, Archives, Friendship Heights, Shaw Howard U, Benning Road, Georgia Ave Petworth, Silver Spring, Bethesda, Glenmont, Southern Ave, Braddock Road, Greenbelt, Spring Hill, Branch Ave, Greensboro, Stadium Armory, Brookland Qua, Grosvenor Strathmore, Suitland, Capitol Heights, Huntington, Tacoma, Capitol South, King Street Old Town, Tenleytowno, Cleveland Park, Landover, Twin Brook, College Park U of MD, Largo Town Center, Tyson's Corner, Columbia Heights, McLean, U Street, Congress Heights, Medical Center, Union Station, Courthouse, Minnesota Ave, Van Dorn Street, Deanwood, Morgan Boulevard, Van Ness UDC, Dunn-Loring, MT Vernon Square, Vienna, East Falls Church, Navy Yard Ballpark, Waterfront, Eastern Market, Naylor Road, Wheaton, Farragut North, New Carrollton, White Flint, Federal Center SW, Noma Gallaudet U, Wheelie Reston, Federal Triangle, Potomac Ave, Woodley Park, Foggy Bottom GWU, Rhode Island Ave. Street elevator locations at Metrorail stations. Station location: Addison Road, Central Ave, east of Addison RD, Anacostia, Shannon PL, between Martin Luther King and Firth Sterling Avies, SE, north of Howard Road and Anacostia FRWY. Archives: north of Pennsylvania Ave, west of 7th St. NW, Arlington Cemetery, Memorial Drive, Ballston MU, SW and NW corners of Fairfax Drive and N. Stewart ST, Benning Road, north of East Capitol ST, Bethesda, west side of Wisconsin Ave at Montgomery LN, Braddock Road, north side of Braddock Road at West ST, Branch Ave, East Branch Ave, at Auth and Old Soper RDS, Brookland Qua, Michigan Ave and Bunker Hill Road NE, Capitol Heights, SE corner of East Capitol ST and Southern Ave, Capitol South, NW corner of 1st and D St. SE, Cheverly, Columbia Park Road, south of RT-50. Clarendon. Between Clarendon and Wilson BLVDS, at N Highland St. Cleveland Park. East side of Connecticut Ave NW, north of Ordway St. College Park U of MD. East and west sides of Calvert Road, between RT-1 and Kenilworth Ave. Columbia Heights. West side of 14th St. NW, at Irving St. Congress Heights. North and south sides of Alabama Ave SE, at 13th St. Courthouse. Clarendon and Wilson BLVDS, at NU Hill St. Crystal City. North side of 18th St., between Clark PL and Jefferson Davis Highway. Street elevator locations at Metrorail stations. Station. Location. Deanwood. North side of Minnesota Ave NE, between Nash and 48th St. Dunn-Loring. Median of I-66 at Gallows RD. DuPont Circle. SW corner of Connecticut Ave and Q St. NW. Eastern Market. SE corner of Pennsylvania Ave and 7th St. SE. East Falls Church. Median of I-66 at N. Sycamore St. Eisenhower Ave. Eisenhower Ave at Stovall St. Farragut North. East side of Connecticut Ave, between K and L St. NW. Farragut West. NW corner of 18th and I St. NW. Federal Center SW. SW corner of 3rd and D St. SW. Federal Triangle. West side of 12th St. NW, between Pennsylvania and Constitution Aves. NW. Foggy Bottom GW. On IST, between 23rd and 24th St. NW. Forest Glen. Georgia Ave and Forest Glen RD. Fort Totten. Galloway St. N.E., east of S. Dakota Ave. Franconia Springfield. Franconia Springfield Parkway, at Frontier Drive. Friendship Heights. East side of Wisconsin Ave, at Western Ave, SW, corner of Wisconsin Ave at Jennifer St. Gallery Place. N.E. side of 7th St. N.W., between F and G St. Georgia Ave Petworth. East and west sides of Georgia Ave NW, at New Hampshire Ave. Glenmont. Georgia Ave at Glenallen Ave. Greenbelt. Cherrywood LN, at CSX/MarkRR. Greensboro. 8305, Leesburg Pike. Grosvenor Strathmore. East side of Rockville PK, between Montrose Ave and Tuckerman LN. Judiciary Square. South side of F St. NW between 4th and 5th St. King Street Old Town. King St., west of Commonwealth Ave. Landover. West side of Pensy Drive, north of Landover RD. Largo Town Center. Harry S. Truman Drive and Largo Drive. Street elevator locations at Metrorail stations. Station. Location. L'Enfant Plaza. SW corner. Courtyard, D. St. SW between 6th and 7th St. McLean. 1824, Dolly Madison Boulevard. McPherson Square. SW corner of 14th and I. St. NW. Medical Center. SW corner of Rockville Pike and South Drive. Metro Center. East side of 12th St., between G and H St. NW. Minnesota Ave. Minnesota Ave NE, north of Grant St. Morgan Boulevard. Garrett A. Morgan Boulevard and Fieldstone Way. M.T. Vernon Square. SW corner of 7th and M. St. NW. Navy Yard Ballpark. NW corner of M. St. SE, at New Jersey Ave. Naylor Road. Suitland Parkway at Naylor RD. New Carrollton. West of Garden City Drive, north of John Hanson Highway. Nomagalladet U. Florida Ave and 2nd St. N.E., M. and 2nd St. N.E. Pentagon. Metro Transit Center. Pentagon City. East side of Hayes St., between Army Navy Drive and 15th St. Potomac Ave. NE corner 14th St. and Potomac Ave, north of Pennsylvania Ave SE. Prince George's Plaza. South side of East-West Highway, west of Bellcrest RD. Rhode Island Ave. South side of Rhode Island Ave, west of 8th St. NE. Rockville. East side of Hungerford Drive, RT 355, and Rockville Pike. Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. Opposite Main Terminal W/Connecting Walkway. Rosslyn. East side of Enmore ST, between Wilson Boulevard and 19th ST. Street elevator locations at Metrorail stations. Station. Location. Shady Grove. RT 355, north of Redland RD. Shaw Howard U. NE corner of 7th and S St. N.W. Silver Spring. South side of Colesville Road, between East-West Highway and 2nd Ave. Smithsonian. N.W. corner of 12th St. and Independence Ave N.W. Southern Ave. Southern Ave, southwest of 23rd Parkway. Spring Hill. 1576 Spring Hill Road. Stadium Armory. East side of 19th St. SE, between C and Burke ST. Suitland. Suitland Parkway west of Silver Hill RD. Tacoma. Cedar ST at Carroll Ave. Tenleytowno. East side of Wisconsin Ave NW, north of Albemarle ST. Twin Brook. Halpine Road and Twin Brook Parkway. Tyson's Corner. 1943 Chain Bridge Road. U Street. SE corner of 13th and U St. N.W. Union Station. Entrance to Amtrak, east side of 1st St. N.E. Van Dorn Street. S. Van Dorn ST and Eisenhower Ave. Van Ness UDC. West side of Connecticut Ave, south of VZ St. N.W. Vienna. Inside station mezzanine entrance. Virginia Square GMU. SW corner of Fairfax Drive and N. Monroe ST. Waterfront. M. St. SW at 4th ST. West Falls Church. North side station entrance near bus bays. West Hyattsville. West side of Ager Road, north of Queens Chapel RD. Wheaton. Georgia Ave and Reedy Drive. White Flint. East side of Rockville PK, at Marinelli RD. Wheelie Reston East. 1862 Wheelie Avenue. Woodley Park. SW corner of Connecticut Ave and Woodley RD. At some Metrorail stations, access to the platforms is provided through mini mezzanines, which are not directly attended by a station manager. The following stations and platforms are accessible through mini mezzanines. Mini mezzanines at Metrorail stations. Station. Location. Arlington Cemetery. From Street. Ballston Mew. From free area of mezzanine, access to outbound platform. Brooklyn Quay. From free area of mezzanine. Dean Wood. From free area of mezzanine. Gallery Place. From free area of mezzanine, access to upper platform. Grosvenor Strathmore. From free area of mezzanine. Judiciary Square. From Street. Minnesota Ave. From free area of mezzanine. R.R. Washington National Airport. From free area of mezzanine. Rosslyn. From Street, access to upper platform. Smithsonian. From free area of mezzanine. Tacoma. From Street. Tenleytowno. From Street. Metrorail elevator and escalator status, outages, and METRO bus shuttles. Metro works hard to keep Metrorail elevators in good working condition. About 97% of Metro's elevators are working at any given time. During the 3% of the time that they are out of order, free accessible METRO bus shuttle service is provided to the nearest Metrorail station with working elevators on the same line. You may check the status of an elevator or escalator at a specific station before traveling by phone or via internet by calling 202-962-1212, TTY, 202-962-2033, or visiting Metro's webpage at www.wmata.com. You may then click on Service, then click on Elevators and Escalators, and then click on Service Status. If an elevator that you need to use is out of service, you may call 202-962-1825, TTY, 202-962-2033, to arrange for Metrobus shuttle service. You may also use the Metro Trip Planner at www.wmata.com to plan your trip online and map out an alternate route. If you come across an elevator in a metro station that is out of order, please let the station manager or another Metro employee know if you need assistance or would like them to arrange for Metrobus shuttle service for you. Also, you can ask the station manager for an alternative bus or rail route. Here is a time-saving tip: if a street elevator is out of service at a split platform station, use the elevator on the opposite side. Ride to the nearest station with a center platform. Then travel to your desired station. From within a station, travel to the nearest center platform station. Reboard a train traveling in the opposite direction and return to the side with the working elevator and depart the side platform station. Stations with center platforms are listed on page 15. If you are downtown where metro stations are closed together, you may locate the closest metro station to your destination that has a working elevator, and then ride the train to that station to exit. For example, Metro Center, Gallery Place, and Judiciary Square are all very close to each other. It's up to you. In every case, Metrobus shuttle service is always available to you upon request. Metrorail Elevator Alert System, ELSTAT. To know the status of an elevator or escalator at a specific station before traveling, you may also sign up for ELSTAT Elevator Alert System, Metro's elevator status notification service. ELSTAT will automatically alert you about elevator outages by email or by text message. These alerts, delivered in your choice of email or text message, can help you plan for your trip ahead of time, or adjust to changes in elevator status while you are in transit. ELSTAT will automatically notify you if elevators go out of service or return to service at any Metrorail stations you choose and at any time you choose. You also may turn alerts off any time you choose, for example, when you go on vacation or won't be using Metrorail for a while. To create an account, visit Metro's webpage at www.wmata.com. Once you are on the webpage, click on Service, then click on Elevators and Escalators, click on ELSTAT Elevator Alert System, and then click Create My Account. Once an account is created, you will have the ability to set specific notifications that fit your needs. You can select to receive notifications for as many stations as needed, set the time, S, of day you would like to receive notifications, and select whether to receive the notifications via email, text message, or both. Metrorail Customer Parking. All Metrorail parking lots have accessible parking spaces near the station entrance that are reserved for vehicles that display DMV-issued disabled permits or license plates. All Metro parking garages have elevators, and there are accessible parking spaces available for vehicles that display DMV-issued disabled permits or license plates. It is Metro's policy to place as many of these parking spots as possible on the ground floor in the location closest to the Metrorail station you are visiting. It is always best to check there first. If for some reason you cannot reach your car, please call Metro Transit Police at 202-962-2121 for assistance. You may use any Metro parking lot or garage, but please remember that Metro offers only paid parking. Automatic Balancing Wheeled Conveyance, ABWC, and Non-Conventional Mobility Devices. Segways, other Automatic Balancing Wheeled Conveyance Vehicles, ABWC, and Non-Conventional Mobility Devices, NCMD, are permitted on Metro services at any time, if they are being used as mobility devices for people with disabilities. To begin the process of becoming a registered ABWC or NCMD user, you must first be a registered Metro Reduced Fare Program or Metro Access customer. A physician must certify that the ABWC or NCMD is used as a mobility device. You must also schedule an appointment with the Metro Department of Access Services by calling 202-962-1100 to be tested to receive a Metro decal. This scheduled appointment takes about an hour. You will be tested on your ability to maneuver your ABWC or NCMD safely. Metro Customer Relations. Metro is very interested in what you have to say. You can compliment a Metro employee or report a problem by communicating with the Metro Office of Customer Relations at 202-637-1328, TTY, 202-962-2033. You can also use the online comment form available on Metro's webpage at www.wmata.com. Once you are on the webpage, click on About, then click on Contact, and then click on Customer Comment Form. Accessibility-related complaints. If you have a complaint about an accessibility issue within the Metrobus, Metrorail, or Metro Access system, please use the online customer comment form to send us feedback. In addition, if you can document that you have tried to resolve your concerns and complaints related to accessibility issues within the Metrobus, Metrorail, or Metro Access services through the Metro complaint process and have not met with a satisfactory resolution, you may contact the Metro Ombudsman Program for Customers with Disabilities at David J. Schaefer, ADA Ombudsman, Office of ADA Policy and Planning, 600 5th Street, NW, Washington, D.C. 20001. 202-962-1100. TTY 202-962-3780. Access at WMATA.com. The Metro Ombudsman Program for Customers with Disabilities can lend the following assistance. 1. Listen to an individual's concerns and complaints. 2. Help individuals understand their rights and responsibilities as well as their options. 3. Refer an individual to others within or outside of Metro who might be able to lend assistance. 4. Make inquiries on an individual's behalf and obtain responses to his/her questions. 5. Help present an individual's complaint to the parties responsible for resolution. 6. Mediate between an individual and other parties to a conflict to bring about a mutually agreeable outcome. 7. Recommend changes in policies, procedures, and practices to prevent similar problems from occurring. Your rights and responsibilities. You have a right to reliable service, safe service, courteous, clean, and dependable service, accessible service, assistance upon request, be notified of significant service delays, file a complaint if you are not satisfied with service being provided, a prompt investigation and effective resolution. You have a responsibility to be courteous and respectful to Metrobus and Metrorail operators and Metrorail station managers. Follow the rules of behavior that all passengers must follow. Ask the Metrorail station manager, Metrobus driver, or Metrorail operator any questions you may have or to request any assistance that may be required. Pay your fare to use Metrobus and Metrorail. Use caution when the Metrorail or Metrobus vehicle is in motion. Phone numbers for bus and rail trip planning assistance. Metro. Metro customer information / service, 202-637-7000 TTY, 202-962-2033. Metro elevator and rail service disruptions, 202-962-1212 TTY. 202-962-2033. Metro Shuttle Service for Elevator Outages, 202-962-1825 TTY, 202-962-2033. District of Columbia. DC Circulator, 202-962-1423. Maryland. Maryland Area Rail Commuter, Mark 410-539-5000/767-3441. TTY, 410-530-930-497/333-2051. Maryland Transit Administration, MTA, Commuter Bus, 1-866-743-3682. Maryland, Montgomery County. Ride on, 240-777-7433/0311-TTY, 240-777-5869. Round Rockville, 240-777-7433-TTY, 240-777-5869. Senior Program Transportation, 240-777-4925-TTY, 240-777-1236. Maryland, Prince George's County. The Bus, 301-324 Bus, 2877. Phone numbers for bus and rail trip planning assistance. Virginia. Potomac and Rappahannock Transportation Commission, PRTC 703-730-6664. Reach A Ride, 1-855-732-2427-TTY, 202-962-3213. Transportation Association of Greater Springfield, TAG 703-971-7727. Virginia Railway Express, VRE 703-684-1001-TTY, 703-684-0551. Virginia, Arlington County. Arlington Transit, ART 703-228-7433-TTY, 1-800-828-1120. Virginia, City of Alexandria. Dash, 703-370-3274-TTY, 1-800-828-1120. Phone numbers for bus and rail trip planning assistance. Virginia, City of Fairfax. City Wheels, 703-385-7859-TTY, 1-800-828-1120. Q Bus, 703-385-7859-TTY, 703-385-7859. Virginia, City of Falls Church. Fair Wheels, 703-248-5005. Virginia, Fairfax County. Fairfax Connector, 703-339-7200-TTY, 703-339-1608. Virginia, Prince William County. OmniLink / OmniRide, 1-888-730-6664. Additional information on accessible transportation options for people with disabilities and senior citizens in the Washington, D.C., metropolitan area is available online on Metro's webpage at www.wmata.com. Once you are on the webpage, click on Accessibility, and then click on Accessible Transportation Options for Customers with Disabilities. You can also call Metro Customer Information / Service at 202-637-7000, TTY, 202-962-2033. Tips for Riding MetroBus and Metrorail. What can you do to improve your MetroBus or Metrorail trip? Here are some tips. Be a good communicator. Talk to your MetroBus operator or station manager about your needs. They have been trained to help you make your trip easier. Be prepared. Research your trip in advance. Know your routes, stops, and transfers. Know the name of the stop where you are going, the name of the stop before yours, and the name of the stop after yours. Take a practice ride and make your first trip when you are not pressed for time. Tell the MetroBus operator if you would like to use the lift or ramp, or if you need a seat in the priority seating area. If you have difficulty stepping up into the bus, ask the MetroBus operator to kneel the bus or request the use of the lift or ramp. If a bus lift or ramp is out of order or if the securement areas are full, communicate your needs. If you have difficulty waiting for another bus due to the weather conditions or another reason because of your disability, tell the METRO bus operator. Tell the METRO bus operator as you are boarding if you would like assistance securing your wheelchair. Know the best places to attach securement straps on your wheelchair and let the METRO bus operator know. Wheelchairs are all very different. If you have a visual or intellectual disability, the METRO bus operator can help you get off at the correct stop. Please tell the operator you will need that information. Program your cell phone with the Metro Customer Information Service number, which is 202-637-7000, TTY, 202-962-2033. Ask a Metro employee if you need help. It's our job to help you make your trip easier. For additional information, please visit the accessibility section of Metro's accessible website at www.wmata.com. Then click on Service, and then on Accessibility. Thank you for riding Metro.